This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The move-over law in the state of Wisconsin has expanded. Drivers in Wisconsin are now required to move over or slow down when approaching disabled vehicles on the side of the road. Governor Tony Evers signed the law yesterday, giving motorists added protection. The law also includes emergency or roadside service vehicles. Wisconsin DOT Secretary Christina Boardman said, quote, "This bill gets us one step closer to zero deaths on Wisconsin's roads. It sets in stone the respectful action all drivers should already be taking when approaching any vehicle roadside," end quote. You can read more at wisconsindot.gov. Thursday, December 11th, from 10 a.m. to 11:30, you're invited out to the Park Falls Public Library for Kids Christmas Crafting Fun. This is a morning of holiday fun for children, and you're invited to please RSVP to Mrs. K, if possible. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, December 11th, from 10 a.m. to 11:30, over at the Park Falls Public Library. Braden's Law has officially been signed. Here's Isabella Nieto with more.
Together, we will continue to be the voice for Evan, Riley, Braden, Carter, Daniel.
That's the voice of Braden
Ryan,
Bone's mother, Brittany
Jordan,
Bird. She's reading the names
Rohan,
of sextortion victims.
Gavin, Denal,
15-year-old Braden
William,
Bone was a student at
James,
DC Everest High School.
Walker,
he took his own life
William,
in March after being targeted by a sexual extortion ring.
Through our tragedy, we have found some of the strongest and most resilient parents anyone could imagine. We've gained an entire community support. We've all come together to recognize what is most important, the safety of our children.
According to a report released last year by the FBI, there has been an at least 20% increase in sextortion crimes targeting children. Between October 2021 and March 2023, federal officials say they received more than 13,000 reports of online financial sextortion involving at least 12,600 victims. Those cases have led to at least 20 suicides. Braden's parents joined Governor Tony Evers in a visit to Weston on Monday to sign Braden's Law, which makes sextortion a new crime in Wisconsin and imposes stronger penalties for perpetrators of sextortion.
These crimes have also senselessly taken the lives of dozens of kids in recent years who felt like there was no way out. No kid or person should ever be put in this position.
The State Department of Justice has resources for parents who want to talk about sextortion with their children. Sextortion and other crimes can be reported at report.cybertip.org.
The City of Park Falls would like to remind interested and eligible persons that they can take out papers to run for alder of their respective district to serve on City Council. Currently, Dina Bugacek has completed paperwork for District 4, and Tony Thier has declared he is not running for re-election to District 3. You're invited to stop by City Hall during normal office hours to learn more about running for local office and completing the necessary paperwork for the April 7th, 2026 election. A link with more details is available on the City of Park Falls, Wisconsin Facebook page. Tuesday, January 6th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., there's a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. You're asked to please call 1-800-733-2767 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Peace Center to schedule an appointment. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, January 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. over at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. In just a few days, Wisconsin's version of C-SPAN will shut down unless donors save it. Here's Savannah Tomielsen with more.
Wisconsin Eye is a nonprofit organization that provides access to state government. They cover the Assembly, the Senate, the Executive Branch, the Supreme Court, the DNR, the State Health Department, all kinds of things. If you want to watch state leaders, you can go in person to the Capitol or you can watch Wisconsin Eye. Their whole mission is to ensure everyone can see what their representatives are doing in government. President and CEO John Henkes told WISN's Upfront, donations have dried up simply because there are so many things to donate to these days.
You go anywhere from Madison to Milwaukee to Green Bay, La Crosse, Racine, there are multiple campaigns for local causes, very good programs that serve those communities. But when you throw tens of millions of dollars statewide into these community-based projects, Wisconsin Eye is not first in line.
Henkes has been warning of a funding gap for months, and now staff say if nothing changes, they'll have to shut down. That would mean there's no way for Wisconsinites to watch the legislature, and all the archives will disappear. Those archives are huge. WISI started 18 years ago, so they've got more than 30,000 hours of video that would vanish if they don't get enough cash to keep going. In the last state budget, lawmakers set aside $10 million for Wisconsin Eye, but it has to be matching funds. So the way it's currently written, Wisconsin Eye has to fundraise in order to qualify for matching funds next summer.
So if we only succeeded in raising $4 million, there would still be a $4 million match.
They say it'll cost almost $900,000 to keep the service going for 1 year. If they don't get that money, they'll shut down on Monday. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers in Lincoln to take on Nebraska. Head coach Greg Gard on dealing with the Cornhuskers forward Rink Mask. 6'10", 24 years old, out of the Netherlands.
He's a consummate worker, grizzled vet. It's fun to watch him play. Watching Nebraska's offense kind of come together and how all the pieces fit together. But it's not real fun having to game plan against him or play against him.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready to host the Boston Celtics tomorrow night. Doc Rivers on who was able to practice.
Everybody other than Giannis and AJ Green.
NFL, the Packers installing a game plan for their trip to Denver to face the Broncos. At the baseball meetings in Florida, a lot of teams interested in trading for Brewers ace Freddy Peralta, Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I watched some of these contracts out there, and he's due to be a wealthy man, have a lot of acreage if he wants it. Maybe beachfront acreage, multiple islands.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Breezy with a few snow showers this morning and then mostly cloudy here through the day today. Temperatures in the low 20s and then falling into the teens late this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 3 below 0 for a low. Tomorrow, a little sunshine in the morning, then some light snow later in the day with a high of 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.